Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to our podcast, you can also view the video format on YouTube at georgetube.com. Dr. Alan Mandel has helped hundreds of thousands of people worldwide with his self-help videos to get well naturally without the use of drugs, dangerous side effects, and evasive procedures. His years of experience through spinal biomechanics, which is the study of mechanical laws relating to the movement of structure of living organisms, is what sets him apart from all others. Now today, Dr. Mandel shares with us the facts about the number one nut that fights viruses, heart disease, and even cancer. Here's Dr. Mandel.
Welcome everyone, Dr. Mandel here. Many of you may not have heard of selenium, but this is one micromineral that can do miracles for your immune system. Selenium acts as a powerful antioxidant, and they help the body prevent cell damage caused by those free radicals. Those free radicals are normal byproducts of processes like metabolism that are formed in your body daily. Smoking, too much alcohol, too much stress, too much sugar, poor diet leads to oxidative stress. This damages the cells of our body. Selenium can reduce the risk of many different kinds of cancers, and this is attributed to the ability to reduce DNA damage and oxidative stress, as well as boosting the immune system to destroy those cancer cells. Selenium will also lower the markers of inflammation in the body, and one of the main risk factors is heart disease. It will decrease levels of inflammatory marker C-reactive protein. It will also increase the levels of glutathione peroxidase, which is a powerful antioxidant. Selenium is also important for thyroid health, as it protects the thyroid against oxidative damage and plays an essential role in the production of thyroid hormones. And there are hundreds of scientific data that proves that selenium will boost your immune system to fight off those pathogens, those bacterias and viruses, as well as pumping up your T killer cells so they can go to war so your body can stay healthy. Selenium works on the genetic material of viruses. That's the DNA and the RNA. It inhibits the ability of the virus to multiply or replicate. It reduces the ability of a virus to mutate into a more aggressive or virulent form. And it increases the chances that the virus will stay inactive or less active and not harm you. Now, I am not coming out to say that this will work on any type of disease, but I will tell you that if your immune system is weak and you are low on selenium, you are more apt to get sick. Well, what foods can I be eating that has lots of selenium? So now I'm going to share with you the top 10 foods that are filled with selenium. These figures are based on 100 grams, which is approximately 3.5 ounce portions. Number 10, eggs, 31.6 micrograms. Number 9, beef, 36 micrograms. Number 8, turkey, 36.8 micrograms. Number 7, shrimp, 38 micrograms. And most shellfish has selenium. Number 6, salmon, 47 micrograms. Number 5, sunflower seeds, 53 micrograms. Number 4, chia seeds, 55 micrograms. Number 3, tuna fish, 65 micrograms. Number 2, whole wheat pasta, 73 micrograms. And all whole wheat products has selenium as well. And number 1, the astonishing Brazil nut, 1,917 micrograms. And just 1 ounce, which is 6 to 8 nuts, is 544 micrograms. And you will also find lots of selenium in mixed nuts as well. So imagine one Brazil nut. That's 175% of our recommended daily intake. We are required to take in approximately 55 micrograms of selenium a day, up to 400. But there is a problem. We are not really getting the selenium that we think we are. Our soils are being depleted. Medicine and drugs are pushing it out of our system. Stress is affecting our digestion. It's never assimilating to where it needs to go. So we need to make sure we're getting these foods to keep our immune system strong so our body can fight those viruses. So if you've noticed that your immune system is weak, you're always feeling run down, and you're always getting sick, try supplementing with more selenium, and you will see amazing changes in your health.
That's awesome. Now, for more from Dr. Alan Mandel, simply search YouTube and be sure to go to his website, motivationdoc.com. If you don't eat enough Brazil nuts or any of the other foods Dr. Mandel recommends that are high in selenium, you could always supplement it. The product I recommend is by, you guessed it, JDI Life. I take all JDI's products. I've been taking them for years. Anyway, I'll leave a link to the JDI website in case you're interested in the show notes. And remember, as the late great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Today you've been hanging out with Dr. Alan Mandel. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show, and thanks a million for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollock. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. And find more great content online at georgebollock.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bollock. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.